IDF recovers three more bodies of Israeli hostages in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on May 24, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, announced Friday that it had recovered the bodies of three more hostages in an operation in northern Gaza. Hananya Blanca, Michelle Nissenbaum, and Orion Hernandez were murdered during the October 7 massacre and were kidnapped to Gaza by Hamas terrorists. Last night, in a joint IDF and ISA operation, their bodies were rescued in Jabalia and brought back home to Israel. We will not. pic.twitter.com/amiv-evilj. Israel, at Israel, May 24, 2024. In a statement, the IDF and Israel Security Agency, ISA, or Shin Bet, or Shabak, said. The bodies of the hostages Hananya Blanca, Michelle Nissenbaum, and Orion Hernandez were rescued overnight during a joint IDF and ISA operation. Based on verified intelligence in our possession, the hostages were murdered during the October 7 massacre and were abducted from the Mafalsam intersection to Gaza by Hamas terrorists. The bodies of the hostages were rescued overnight during a joint IDF and ISA operation in Jabalia. Based on precise intelligence obtained and analyzed over the past days by the IDF Intelligence Directorate's Headquarters for the Hostages and Missing Persons in collaboration with the ISA. At the beginning of the operation, intense combat was carried out in the area. Following an identification procedure carried out by medical officials at the Israeli National Forensic Institute and the Israel Police, IDF representatives notified their families today. The IDF and ISA send their heartfelt condolences to the families. The IDF spokesperson calls on the public to refrain from spreading unfounded rumors and fake news and to listen to official announcements. The IDF and ISA continue, even at this time, to deploy all operational and intelligence means in order to accomplish the supreme national task of bringing back all the hostages. The Times of Israel added. Radu, a Mexican-French national, was the boyfriend of Shani Luke, one of the four hostages whose bodies were found in Jabalia last week. Hernandez, Radu and Yablanca, along with Luke and two more hostage bodies recovered last week, were at the Supernova Music Festival near the border community of Rin when it was attacked by Hamas terrorists. They had fled to the Mafalsam area where they were abducted by the terrorists. Nissenbaum, from Sderot, was also kidnapped from the Mafalsam area with the other hostages. He had been driving to the IDF's Gaza division base near Reem to collect his granddaughter who had been staying with his non-commissioned officer son-in-law, but he never made it. Mafalsam is the community from which a Palestinian terrorist infamously called his parents on October 7, using the phone of a murdered Jewish woman, to boast that he had murdered 10 Jews as part of the Hamas terror attack. Using the official count of hostages provided by Israeli government spokespeople, the recovery of the bodies brings the number of Israeli hostages still in Gaza down to 125. At least 60 of those hostages are thought to be alive. Israel has vowed to press ahead with its military operations in Gaza to destroy Hamas and to retrieve the hostages. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.